I'm Ann Croker, writing coach, editor, friend, and this is The Writing Life with Ann Croker. I used to host a link-up on my blog called Food on Fridays. I started it because I realized I was writing about food almost every week, so I might as well publish those posts on a designated day. And I picked a day of the week that would allow me to use alliteration, and thus, Food on Fridays was born. Then I stopped hosting Food on Fridays, much to the dismay of those faithful followers who showed up each week to link their recipes. And I'm sorry if that was you. I still feel kind of bad about that. But I'm not a foodie or even a food blogger, and honestly, I kind of ran out of ideas. I'm just not as creative in the kitchen any longer. But because Food on Fridays was such a big part of my online space, I decided to dedicate a podcast episode to something food-related. Today's episode is a mashup of Food on Fridays and The Writing Life. We'll call it Food for Thought. A writer, well, actually just about anyone, but especially a writer, needs a focused, alert mind operating at its highest cognitive potential. Writers need to tap into their memory to make connections as they work. Writers need maximum brain power. One way to maximize brain power is to pay attention to the way we fuel our brains. We need appropriate food for thought. None of the information I share today is going to surprise you. We could add to these ideas or argue them, but it comes down to making healthy choices. Rejecting that stereotype of the writer who sucks down cigarettes and whiskey. If we want to be producing creative content over the long haul, we're going to have to take care of ourselves. Delia McCabe, a psychologist who transitioned to become a nutritional neuroscience researcher, says some of the most important nutrients that people need to consume for a healthy brain are omega-3 and omega-6 fats. She says we can get those from organic nuts and seeds, like flax and chia seeds. And BBC Good Food agrees with her, recommending we get effective omega-3 fats from oily fish like salmon and trout. They all recommend pumpkin seeds, which also have zinc, vital for enhancing memory and thinking skills. We should also have a good intake of vitamin E, which prevents cognitive decline. You can get this from leafy green vegetables, asparagus, olives, eggs, and whole grains, you know, the brown stuff like brown rice and whole wheat bread. Blueberries are highly recommended to deal with short-term memory loss. Vitamin C improves and increases mental agility. That's found in citrus foods and tomatoes. Vitamin K is known to enhance cognitive function and improve brain power. That's found in broccoli. You'll be glad to know chocolate helps increase activity in areas of the brain known for memory and cognitive function. There's a lot of research that supports coffee's health benefits, so even though we shouldn't maybe suck it down all day, some caffeine from the coffee as well as antioxidants can help wake us up in the short term and deliver some long-term brain benefits as well. And finally, tea. I love black tea, but actually I'm starting to really enjoy green tea as well, and that's what I'm going to focus on here as we close out. Different studies are linking green tea to beneficial effects on cognitive performance. In a recent study, researchers found that green tea extract was increasing the brain's effective connectivity, which leads to improvement in cognitive performance. During the testing, the subjects were significantly better working at memory tasks after they drank green tea. This is all not just good food for thought, but good drink for thought as well. So for old time's sake, I'm going to include a simple recipe at the end of the post over at the website. So if you're listening over on iTunes or in your RSS feed, go ahead and click over to the website itself and look for the podcast titled Food for Thought, and you'll find a very simple recipe for lemony brown rice with broccoli. Serve that up with salmon and a leafy green salad topped with blueberries and walnuts or maybe some pumpkin seeds. Brew yourself a cup of green tea. Add a little square of chocolate for dessert. With high-octane brain fuel like that, your brain synapses are going to be firing on all cylinders. So eat and drink, and then... good time to write.